The Adventure of Sustainable Performance by McLachlan and Sanders. The one-sentence summary. In the new era, leaders need to move beyond ESG compliance to create total value. What the book says. Compliance is not the route to sustainable business conduct. Relying purely on compliance misses the point and is fundamentally short-term. The book begins with a story about one of the authors being charged by an elephant, which becomes a metaphor for the oncoming problem of climate change. The day after their encounter, they are able to canoe calmly below elephants grazing on the riverbank. After analysing the components of what they then call the charge, the bush analogy continues with a campfire of reflections and a recommended reapproach. This translates roughly to a transition from the compliance of day one to the opportunity of day two. We must turn the tide within the next 10 years with a 50% reduction in carbon emissions and a fully green economic model within 30 years. Management focuses on quarters, margin and profit. That's why so many goals and pledges stretch into the 2030s, 40s and 50s. No one will be in their current roles when these dates come around, so why solve today what you can put off until tomorrow? Most companies remain attached to strongholds, old ways of doing things that they don't want to change. IWAI is the Impact Weighted Accounts Initiative, which looks at the true profitability of companies. It becomes apparent that in many cases their environmental costs exceed their total profit. Of 1,800 companies looked at, 15% would have their profit wiped out altogether and 32% would see it reduced by 25%. Recent years have seen an explosion in climate litigation cases. The number of these has more than doubled since 2015, bringing the total number of cases to 2,000. A quarter of these were filed between 2020 and 2022. Dame Polly Courtis of the Cambridge Institute for Sustainability Leadership says that they only exist because so many business schools aren't doing their jobs properly. It's all capitalism and numbers with little long-term thinking. And here's a shocking statistic. Coca-Cola makes 200,000 bottles a minute.